Public comment on the comprehensive plan came in person and in writing from all corners of the new borough. Most of the comments were opposed to any extension of planning or zoning authority outside of Petersburg's old city limits. Kevin Stelmach said he was representing several lodges on the Wrangell Narrows and questioned the impact on his property on Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands.
We own land. I've owned land since 1989 out there. I have businesses both on the Seven Narrows and the other side. And for me to go ahead and I have permits now to go ahead and do what I want to do in the next 5 years for a warehouse, and if this comes along, it's what's I can't do it in without another permit, or what's going to be the deal?
Adoption of the comprehensive plan does not start up zoning or any new permitting. However, that could happen down the road, and officials said it would include a public process if it were to be implemented. The borough's community and economic development director, Liz Cabrera, explained.
What the comprehensive plan is saying is at some point in the future, we should start having that conversation about what land use should look like outside of Service Area 1. And the way just it proposes a little bit more in detail, saying the type of land use that we would envision that would work outside of Service Area 1 is a very minimal type of zoning where just about every use is a by right use, meaning that you would never have to get a permit to do a warehouse or run a home business or anything like that.
Petersburg's comprehensive plan, drafted by consultants last year, envisions creating a conditional use permit with a public process for larger scale industrial use of land as a protection for remote home owners. Cabrera said consultants heard that concern from people who have built new homes on Mitkoff Island during public outreach.
There was sort of this uncertainty about what could occur in neighboring properties. And so they came back and said, look, if you want to see people willing to spend money and develop properties outside of Service Area 1, you need to be able to give them something that protects their property values.
The planning document includes a general land use map that outlines existing uses throughout the borough. That's essentially the first step for looking into zoning restrictions in the future. Zoning creates areas where certain uses are allowed in general, residential, commercial, and industrial. It also usually includes a public process for vetting requests that fall outside of those allowed uses. Papke's Landing resident John Mergus wondered why remote residents had not been asked whether they wanted zoning protection.
Liz said that her main concern is protecting neighbor from neighbor through zoning. In my 27 years at Papke's, to my knowledge, there has never been a need for such protection. That's why we all live there to begin with. Zoning has way more potential for conflict than without.
Mergus wanted the assembly to consider leaving the land use map out of the comprehensive plan. Other remote residents wanted more discussion on the issue and thought the borough was overreaching. Here's Papke's Landing resident Mike Stocks.
I don't know. It's a big move for me, it sounds like. You know, I wasn't for the borough. Still ain't. I love Petersburg. I wouldn't move. But I just feel like this is another chokehold on the landowners out there. And you should take into consideration what people think.
Letters of opposition to extending any zoning authority also came in from remote residents on Kuprinoff, the mainland, and even in Petersburg. Most said to forego any borough-wide land use law until remote residents came asking for it. Planning and Zoning Commission Chair Chris Fry explained the intent of the plan.
What we tried to put forward was something that just gives some general feel. Maybe if we're going to do it, this is what we're going to do outside of Service Area 1. But it's not set in stone. It's just kind of a roadmap to look at for the future. But for zoning to happen, that has to be done through borough assembly. There has to be public hearings. There has to be a lot of input from the people on that.
Petersburg's plan also recommends the assembly extend subdivision authority borough-wide. That could mean standards for things like lot sizes and access for future subdivisions. Bob Lynn moved to add language to the comprehensive plan that would require an advisory vote of affected residents before the borough extended any land use code outside of Service Area 1.
We need to make sure we develop some credibility is not the right word, but and maybe it is, you know, with those folks outside. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, that's what my objective is here.
Other assembly members noted that they were not committed to forcing any land use law on remote residents. Here's Jay Stanton Greger.
I've lived rurally most of my life. I've had running water for the last 5 years. Feels pretty good. I don't want anybody messing with what's going on in my backyard. Live and let live. I don't see anything in this comprehensive plan that is meant to be intrusive on people's individual property rights. I don't see it, and I've tried to really put on a critical eye and look for it. That being said, I don't see any harm what Member Lynn is planning right now. I think that is can't do any harm. I'll definitely be supporting that.
That amendment passed 5-2 with Nancy Strand and Cindy Logadakis voting no. The amended ordinance then went on to pass unanimously in its second reading. It still takes one more assembly approval before the plan is officially adopted. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.